The Mishnah in the end of Maseches Tainis says, Loi haya yom tovim li Yisrael ketuba av v'yom ha-kippurim. The Gemara Lamed Mem Beis explains the reason why Yom Kippur was a tremendous Yom Tov, because it has two things. It's the Yom of Slicha Mechila, and also it's a Yom Shenitnu Luchos HaAchronos. These two things, the Kapara and Kabbalah Satara, are not a coincidence that happened two things on the same day. They're connected. Tshuva, Torah, and Kapara are connected. Tshuva and Torah, as we find in davening, that we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Saresecha. And then we say, Reitzeh B'Tshuva. Tshuva needs Torah, and Torah needs tshuva. And together, the kapara that comes through the tshuva and the kabbalah satara creates a special yontif, a special simchas yontif, Yom Kippur. It could be there's more to this. There's more to this simcha. As we know, if someone buys a very, very precious item and he loses it, he's very, very sad. But when he finally finds the item after some time, his simcha is tremendous. And the simcha that he'll have by finding the item could be much greater than the simcha that he had when he actually bought the item. The sight of tshuva is to return. We were in one place, we left, and we're coming back to the original makom. As Rabbi Yehuda says, that in Charata, Abore nafach ba'api nishmas chayim toivaseichel la'kiroi v'lira v'fanof. We're coming back to our metzias. The tshuva, by doing tshuva and getting kapara, we're coming back to who we are. We're coming back to that kirvas Hashem that we were created with, our neshama, that causes lakira to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have that kirvas Hashem. Torah is also the derech to be makir Hashem, to have kirvas Hashem. Therefore, Yom Kippur, with the yom of kapara, we're coming back to ourselves, and the yom of kabbalah satara, the both, the return to kirvas Hashem, which brings out a tremendous simchas yontif. Loi hayom tovim v'yisol. What could we do to keep that madrega that we're zeicha to on Yom Kippur all year long, throughout the year? What can we do to keep that lefnei Hashem, that kirvas Hashem, that should stay with us the whole year? We have to try to think on Yom Kippur what we could do that Yom Kippur should last and should stay with us. There are a lot of things that's possible. I'll mention two things. One thing is we have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the makabel Omar Hashemayim twice a day. The Chinuch says that since we have Yetzirah that's constantly trying to pull us away from Avodas Hashem, Hashem gave us a mitzvah of Kabbalas Omar Hashemayim to be makir Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is Mashkiach in the Hashkacha Pratis. Hashem Echad. He's a Kol Yochel. There's no one else. All for the boss. When you make this Kabbalah in the morning, your Makabal Omar Hashemayim, the strength of this Kabbalah is so strong that it will give a Yid, it gives a Yid the power to be Meskaber over the Yetzirah. and the miskaber and avodas Hashem until the night. The night, the Torah gives the mitzvah again to make another Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah night lasts until the morning. So this is the mechazik and the mitzvah, Kabbalah's Omer Shemayim, Shemayim Yisrael twice a day to say it, b'kavona, b'emes and b'kabal, to be Eved Hashem at all costs, and the realization that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, is the only Hashem, and Hashem is taking care of us and watching over us, all Miyad Hashem, that will give the koyach to continue being Lefnei Hashem throughout the day and throughout the year. The pasuk says another very important mahalach is the pasuk says in Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam, let's make man, B'loshin Rabim. Nasa Adam, B'loshin Rabim. We know that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam. So Rashi says a pshat. The Zohar is another pshat. The Zohar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called all the animals, all the chayis, behemoths, and oifis, they brought all the animals, and he said, let's make man. Everyone should donate a koyach within them and give it to the Adam. That's what Mishnah says, Kal Kanesh, Ras Kasvi, Gibu Kari, is because we Adam has all the koyches of the whole Bria. That's Nasa Adam. Let's make man. Hashem Rabim, get all the behemoths, donated their koyches to Adam. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asked the following question. If that's the case, Adam is a chaya neira. It's a wild beast. Where's the chain? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such a wild beast without any chain? There must be a chain. There must be a chain. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman that the chain is Yirah Shemayim. The chain to hold down this Adam, that has all the koiches of a whole Bria, is Yirah Shemayim. The Shalshel is Yirah Shemayim. The Baal Musa tell us that Yirah Shemayim you can only get through Limud HaMusar, Lima Musar. But they say, it's not only Lima Musar is spyless. And all your pian brings down the Maisa, there was a Machlokes of Limud HaMusar, and the other side that was not for Limud HaMusar, they came to Itzla Mipetterberger. It says, even if we agree that it's important to learn Musar, but we don't agree, you have to learn Musar b'spilus. You have to learn Musar with a nigun, otzov, a hespidig nigun, a sad nigun. Learn Musar like you learn Gemara. So Isla said, okay, let's try. So Isla started, and he started with Mesillas Sharim. He started Chasidus, v'sharish avoido atmimo. She said, it's Barry. He said, he read it. He said, was anyone in this error from his words? They said, no. And he read it again. And in Nigin, he said, Chasidus, the Shoresh Avoida Temimo. She's Barry. He said, Adam. Oy, Machai Vosoy, boy, Lomoy. He says slowly with a nigin, there's mashpia, and it goes in. The Alter Mekelm said a very, very strong line, and he said, whoever is not makabel on himself to learn Musar won't be able to get the kapar of Yom Kippur. The way the Yom Kippur is going to remain with a person is only through Limud HaMusar will keep the year of Shemayim throughout the year. There's another nekuda that besides tshuva, the inyan of tefillah, Abay Yoina and Shar Beis, Oysi Dalet says, Srichim l'shpoyach siach, lo says tefillah verina, lahapil tchina, va'eis eitz rotzoin, va'tfil nishmas. It's very, very important, the daven, especially says my tshuva Yom Kippur, the koyach of davening, the koyach of bechi. I want to share with you a story that I read the book came out from about Shmuel Kaufman. That's how it was a huge mashpia in Detroit for over 50 years. He said the story of a girl, her name is Rachel, that her parents wanted to go to public high school. And she wants to go to Beis Yaakov. She came to Shmuel Kaufman and said, what should I do? He said, cry. Cry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cry. So she went home and she cried. Her parents told her, Rachel, you could cry as much as you want. You're going to public school. And she was crying so much, she was even starting to get sick. And Shmuel Kaufman told her, Rachel, stop crying. You cried enough. Hashem heard your cry. It came, the parents didn't budge. And it came the first day of school in Detroit, in Michigan. And there was a public school teacher strike. They made a strike. The teachers made a strike. All the public schools, the entire Michigan, was on strike. So no schools were open. So Rachel said to her parents, maybe I could go to Beis Yaakov. And the Beis Yaakov is open. Let me go to Beis Yaakov until the public school opens. They said, you're right. Yeah, go to Beis Yaakov. 3 weeks later, the public school system opened up. And Rachel said to her parents, you know, in Beis Yaakov, I'm so advanced in math and so advanced in science. I learned so much. If I start over again now, it's like going back a whole grade. That doesn't make sense. And her parents agreed, and she stayed in Beis Yaakov, and she has a very, very fine Chashva family today. Says the Shmuel Kaufman, you see, one Yiddish child gives one cry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will close down all the whole entire public school system, entire Michigan, for a bechi of one Yiddish kind that wants to do Avodas Hashem. Rav Zvi Zatzal used to speak before Tekiah Shofar. And one year he said, Rabbeisai, there are two types of men. There are some, the veiners and nishtveiners. There are men that cry, their tears come out of the eyes. And there are men that don't cry, the tears don't come out of the eyes. He said, Rabbeisai, he said by himself, I'm a nishtveiner. I'm a person that doesn't cry. Tears don't come out of my eyes. A Rabbeisai, the matzav is so schwer. We need a Yeshua. There's so many sorrows in Klal Yisrael. So many people need shiduchim. So many choilim, panasa, chinuch ilodim, children. So many sorrows. How can we not cry? How can we not cry? We realize that we have a koyach ha-tefillah, koyach our bechi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to kol bechi. Rishon Shmuel says that it says the shofar, the koyach of the shofar, which is a tefillah, a koyach of tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from kisei hadin and goes to kisei rachamin. It says the Shemesh Pinkas, we have a koyach to move the kisei HaKavod. We can move our Kodesh Baruch Hu's kisei HaKavod to our tefillahs, our avodas Hashem, our shofar, our kol shofar. We can move the kisei HaKavod. Move it. Kodesh Baruch Hu leaves the kisei HaDin and the kisei HaRachamim. And to realize how powerful our tefillahs are and how powerful we are. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is roitzeh b'tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is shemei ha-tefillah. He's waiting for our tefillahs. He rotzayin, which every shvizecha to shana toiva, chasima toiva, besifin shal sadikim and gemurim, hirshan of tashin pei vav, a shenas, tehei shenas, poidel matzil, gemar chasima toiva to everyone, gemar chasima toiva, geben shtiyor.